This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Joy wishes to advise the following program, Hide and Seek, is a show intended for an adult audience. Generally, our discussions are of a sexual nature and may contain coarse language and references to drugs.
Hide and Seek.
Sit back and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride, and enjoy the ride. And enjoy, 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 enjoy. And enjoy the ride.
Now, he's back from the World Out Games in Copenhagen, Denmark. He is the presenter or co-presenter of Sound Museum Tuesday nights here on Joy 94.9. His name is Jono, and he joins us here on Hide and Seek. Welcome.
Thank you, Dean. How are you?
Very, very well, thank you. And I want to know what you got up to on your European adventure.
I think I'm still recovering from
you
a
look
European
a bit
tour.
Seedy, actually. Was it a big weekend or is it jet lag?
That was yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I was doing interesting things yesterday, but that's for another show.
Okay, yeah. we'll get to that. Now, your European adventure started with the World Out Games in Copenhagen.
It most certainly did. I was over there one of 5,000 athletes from around the world.
Are you an athlete?
Not in the competitive sport Games.
I didn't know that was a sport over there now.
Is a sport, isn't it?
You competed in?
It's not swimming.
Do they use bathtubs?
I wouldn't say I competed, but...
Participated.
Yeah.
Participated.
Did you go to any of the events, by the way?
I did. My other half was competing in the inline skating, so I did look at that and I checked out some of the other events as well. Copenhagen was amazing for the Out Games. It was the biggest sporting event Copenhagen's ever seen. So, like, they've never hosted a Commonwealth Games or an Olympics, so this was actually the biggest sporting event ever in Copenhagen.
Wow.
And it's a very friendly gay city, and you couldn't have been in the city and not known the Out Games are on. Like, the rubbish bins had rainbow flags around them, all the banners up, you know, the street lights were multicolored and stuff.
Like we did for the Commonwealth Games.
It was fantastic. And 212 Australians there, and everyone sort of...
That's a pretty big contingent.
It was a big contingent, considering it's on the other side of the world, and we're supposed to be in an economic crisis and that sort of thing.
Now, can you tell me about the... There's the World Out Games, and there's another Games, isn't there?
There's the Gay Games. They sort of compete now, which is...
Against each other.
Yeah, which is all a bit silly, really.
Oh, that's typical of Queens, isn't it?
It is.
There's also the Asia-Pacific Out Games too, isn't
there? There are, which were in Melbourne a couple of years ago, and the next one of those is in Wellington in 2011.
Right.
So if you're going into sport, there's plenty of
opportunities. Thank you. There's the positive slant. Yeah. Thank you.
And if you're gay and not into sport, well, there's certainly plenty of other things to do in Europe
and
as well.
That's what we want to hear about. So you saw the inline skating, right? We got that. Yeah. What else did you see?
Right. Well, I started in Copenhagen. I went to this. I had to check out, the local club. So I found this club on the internet called Scandinavian Leather Men, or SLM for short.
Were they all blonde? No, they were all shaved heads.
No, because they were mostly tourists. Now, SLM is...
what an anticlimax.
From Australia.
You get to a Copenhagen club and it's full of Aussies.
Fortunately, there were no Australians or people there I recognised, which is always good, I find, at a place like that. Now, SLM is a private club, members only.
So how did you get in?
Well, they opened it up through the Out Games. You didn't have to be a member to get in. But the interesting thing is it's a bar on the top floor, and it's got the big play area downstairs on the bottom floor, but the whole thing is run by volunteers. So while it's a bar and a cruise club, much like some of the ones we have here in Melbourne, there's no paid staff.
What's that about?
The members all take turns on a rostered basis,
right? Okay,
and to run the place, and they have a whole lot of different events. It's a very strict dress code. So fortunately, I had packed my leather pants in the suitcase before I went.
Very good thinking.
And I said, bar upstairs, play area downstairs, very well equipped as far as the different sections of the club.
Were there condoms and lube readily available?
No, that's one thing I want to mention, and I found this in a whole lot of the clubs in Europe. Condoms and lube are not available
in
the
rooms.
It's
amazing, isn't it?
Like, here you walk into a sauna, every room has got your lube, your condoms, and safe sex messages up everywhere. Throughout Europe, no mention of it. And I, you know, I went to one place and said, got condoms, and they're like, well, they're 40p or something to buy over the bar. I'm like, you're joking, you know. Fortunately, like, he gave me a whole lot anyway, but I just thought, that's not promoting safe sex.
I find that really hard to fathom.
Anyway, SLM Copenhagen,
yep.
Fantastic place. I would certainly recommend check out one of the theme nights, and they have a heap of different theme nights, you know, water sports night, underwear night, rubber night, sportswear night, and it was certainly very busy during the Out Games.
Now, there was an official Out Games party that was, is it a nude party?
There was an underwear party. And a nude party, because there was actually a leather festival as part of the Out Games. So we had
that's part of the cultural aspect.
Part of the cultural festival. Right. Cultural very aspect. Cool. You know, something for, you know, they had to have things for people like me to do. Well, husband was off doing his skating.
Inline skating. That's correct. Mm. Yes.
So that was fantastic. Copenhagen, absolutely loved it. I'd live in Denmark if I could speak Danish, but I can't. And then we headed down to Berlin. Which, of course...
Oh, I've heard Berlin is fantastic!
Berlin is one of the gay cities.
It is. It's one of the gay cities.
And interesting, there's a new hotel in Berlin called the Axel Hotel that we stayed at. And this is a new chain of hotels, specially designed for the gay tourist. And when we're talking gay hotels, it's not a boutique bed and breakfast. This is a big five-star hotel chain.
With a couple of hundred rooms?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like, it's brand new. It's massive in Berlin.
How many of them are there in Europe?
There's one in Europe, one in Barcelona, and one in Buenos Aires. It's a guy that started up a new chain.
And he's so picked a few key towns to set up shop.
And the funny thing is, all the staff wear T-shirts saying hetero-friendly, which I thought was very amusing. So really nice hotel to stay at, big pool and spa sauna area on the top floor. And in Berlin, everyone's naked. Like, no one is afraid to take their clothes off.
What? They're like that, though, Europeans, aren't they? I mean, they love the sun when they can get it. They whip their clothes off and, just stroll around.
And, you know, sometimes I'm a bit shy, so I'm, you know, up on the top floor. I'm just getting into the spa pool and I've got my little Speedos on. And then a whole bunch of other people get in wearing nothing and... You know, someone
all shapes and sizes.
All shapes and sizes, but it was on the top floor, and like, there's a whole lot of apartment buildings around this hotel.
Above that level,
yeah, which could have just quite easily looked in. And
I'm sure they were.
I'm sure they've got binoculars coming out of their.
And would you have needed binoculars? Yeah.
One of the guys in the spa says, "You're the only one with togs on. Do you want to take them off?" So,
well, there's the invitation.
Don't have to ask me twice.
I think I know where you are going to eventually retire, Dean. Just one of those apartments, maybe.
I might set up my own franchise of the hotel chain.
The funny thing I have to mention with this hotel, though, was, you know, when you go into a hotel and you've got the signs you put on the door that say, like, please make up the room or do not disturb.
Yes. Yep.
This one has got a third card to put on the wall, which has got a D on it, and it means please do disturb. So that means the hotel guest wants to be disturbed by another
doors
hotel
open,
guest.
Doors open, come on in.
Yeah. Fabulous. Which is interesting. But I walked up and down all six floors, and I couldn't find anyone with a D on the door.
Coming to a Novotel near you, I swear.
Maybe not. So that was Berlin.
That was Berlin.
You've got to tell us about some of the adventures in Berlin, though, because it's a city renowned for.
Well, I didn't get up to too many adventures in Berlin. I mean, I looked at some of the, you know, bars, Wolf Club in Berlin, etc. You know, it's a great city, and you know, the hotel, of course, is in the gay part, so there's just like gay people everywhere. And of course, the big leather festival's on in Berlin next week, Folsom Europe. I think it's next week.
Folsom Europe, September. Yes.
In Berlin.
And the pig party in Berlin is always the famous leather event there in Berlin.
Okay, so from Berlin we went to Prague in the Czech Republic.
That must have been hard to take. That's one city I do want to go to.
Prague is beautiful. Fantastic city. There was a club there called Alcatraz, which on the website says is one of the best sort of sex on site clubs in the world. So naturally I had to go and check it out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it definitely was. Again, they have, you know, their theme nights. They've got the dark room, the
maze. What was good about it? Hang on, rewind.
It was just quite a cool venue.
Men?
Was it like a jail, like Alcatraz?
It was, yeah. Oh. But like a
men?
Jail. What's this? Some nice men there.
Well, they're all hung like horses.
Mm. But again,
they're all stunningly beautiful.
But again, no condoms and lube in any of the rooms.
So they want everyone to parade around but not actually play.
Well, I went on underwear night. So, like,
oh, you see, there's a speedo thing again.
From the time you go there, you're basically on underwear anywhere.
Someone's got a speedo fetish.
We're chatting to Jono about his European adventure, recently back from the World Out Games. We'll be back with him in just a moment. You're listening to Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
And we're talking about Europe and Jono's European adventure, following on from the World Out Games. He went to Venice. He went to
Vienna.
Berlin, Prague.
Prague was fantastic. Club Alcatraz in Prague, definitely worth a visit.
Put it on the list, yeah. Yeah,
lives up to its reputation if you're into that sort of thing.
Radio.
And then I went down to Vienna, which is a fantastic city anyway. But one of the tourist attractions in Vienna for a gay tourist is the Kaiserbrundel sauna. Now, even if you're not into gay saunas,
Brundle, sauna.
If you're not, even if you're not into saunas or it's not your sort of thing, they recommend that gay tourists go and see the sauna because it was a former bathing house and it's this huge palace built in 1887.
So it was a bathing house in the traditional sense.
Yeah, traditional house, which has been turned into a sauna.
All root houses anyway. Yeah.
And it advertises as being one of the most beautiful gay saunas in the world, and it probably is. It's on three floors.
That's its marketing edge, the most beautiful gay sauna.
It's got a restaurant up the top, a bar downstairs. I mean, you've got your usual playrooms and that, but it's got the huge pool with the big columns and the sculptures and all that sort of thing, and it's just the most amazing place, like all the architecture rather than just a stark, you know, four bits of plywood, which most saunas are.
I think I've seen a movie that was filmed there.
Mm. Mm. It's just absolutely stunning.
It's just one of those things that you really have to do when you go overseas, like, normal tourist destinations, you know, gay saunas.
Yeah, you've got your museums and your art galleries, and you've got all of the, you know, where so-and-so grew up and all where they were born and all that. And then you've got your saunas and your fuck clubs. Lovely. Nice.
So this one here, sure, you can go off and you can go around and play if you want, but you could just, like, sit there and have a drink and have a swim and that sort of thing. You didn't actually have to play, but it is a fantastic sauna. It was just absolutely amazing that, you know, they'd built it in this most fantastic building.
So you really went for the architecture?
I went for the architecture. Some of the masculine architecture.
We're in Vienna. What
and
else?
John from Finland, who I think was at
John from Finland.
I was at the Kaiserbrundel sauna at the same time that I was, as it happens.
Just coincidence, really.
Mm.
What else did you see in the beautiful city?
Of course, we did all the tourist things in a few.
You did do the traditional things.
We did some of the traditional things. Actually met some really nice guys in Vienna, which was for a social reason, which we went out for dinner with and, you know,
socialised
and went to a few of the bars and that sort of thing. So it was very nice.
Again, were the bars with their own sex on premises areas?
Some of them are. A lot of the bars have got the dark rooms out the back. That seems to be, you know, really popular throughout the clubs in Europe, especially sort of your leather, you know, clubs and that sort of thing. Your more sort of, you know, happy, friendly gay bar doesn't necessarily have the rooms out the back. A lot of escorts though and rent boys in the bars over there.
So if you were trying to pick someone up, you would soon find out whether they were charging.
Oh, look, well, I left I left husband at the bar for like 2 minutes to go to the bathroom or something, and I came back and there's some gorgeous young blonde thing talking to him
for a price.
And I thought, Adam, you keep your wallet in your pocket, please. Anyway, we bought him a vodka and Red Bull or something to keep him happy. And then
did he keep you happy though?
Oh no, he was far too young for me.
Not for that small price. No,
yeah, no. He wouldn't have known what to do. Well, maybe he would have. I don't know.
Yes.
And then we finished up in Munich, which was back in Germany in Munich for the final part of Europe, where we stayed. I was in Europe in 2001 and I went to Munich on this Contiki type tour, which was completely ungay, but we had a night in Munich and they were all going off to the beer halls, and I thought, well, beer halls don't really interest me, I'll go and find a gay sauna. And in 2001 I walked all of inner city Munich and found this gay sauna, which I had a great time in 2001, and so I re-looked that up going back this time. Yeah. And it's actually a hotel as well. So we stayed in the hotel, and then it's got the whole big sauna out the back.
Attached
which is
to it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is four levels and huge. Unlike the Vienna one, which was sort of very old and lovely architecture, this was just a modern, flash, big, huge sauna on four levels.
See, I knew Europe was gay, but I really didn't know it was this gay.
It's very gay.
It's a big world out there, James.
Still so many continents, so many people.
I know. I can't wait to suit myself.
So it wasn't entirely a gay holiday, but I think you've got to check out these things when you go to...
Absolutely.
...to another city.
Hey, Jono, thank you very much for coming into Hide and Seek and sharing your European adventure with us.
It was a pleasure.
We can hear you on Sound Museum.
Sound Museum tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 11
From 11 till 1.
And you're with Petro.
I will be.
Both Jono and Petro were with me on the Taste for Radio course here at Joy. So the three of us all now have our own shows, which is really good.
Excellent.
And we should say hello to Sonia, who's sitting in the studio and listening to us. She's
Babylon.
A current student of the Taste for Radio course, and she's observing what we're up to.
Yeah, she's watching me push buttons.
Yeah, and
that's a very important job, pushing
it. It is a very important job, and you do a very good job of it.
Oh, dang.
You're listening to Hide and Seek. This is Joy
94.9. And enjoy the ride.
This is a podcast from Joy 94.9, a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station. For more content, please go to our website at joy.org.au, or if you're in Melbourne, tune in to Joy 94.9.
Hide and Seek.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. Circuit.com.au.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.